This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Fire destroys a house and damages two others in Barker's Road, St. Michael. Taxi operators expecting an increase in business for Cricket World Cup. And the Trinidad and Tobago government to sign an agreement today to provide regional cargo ferry service between Barbados, Trinidad and Guyana. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A fire has destroyed a house and damaged two others and a car at Barker's Road, St. Michael. The blaze started just around 5:30 last evening. Divisional Fire Officer Marlon Small said seven people were affected.
Around 17:38, the Barbados Fire Service received a call to a fire here at Barker's Road, IV. The response were a total of three appliances, one from the Archall Fire Station, Bridgetown Fire Station, and the Worthing Fire Station. A total of 15 officers are here on the scene combating the fire. Three structures have been impacted, one completely destroyed, and two slightly damaged, inclusive of one motor vehicle. A total of seven occupants has been also impacted by this fire this evening.
Divisional Fire Officer Marlon Small. Meantime, the owner of one of the damaged houses, Easton Jackman, told Starcom Network News he was in his kitchen when the fire started.
To tell how I feel, I really ain't sure. Because, I mean, a person work all the days, work hard and build a house, and then to see it go down in the twinkle of an eye. I was in the kitchen and the heat ran me out from inside there, and then they hear four explosions. And the light went out. When they look here, so all up above the house and all the smatters fall coming down the inside the yard burning. To be honest with you, I was frightened. I fumbled with the hose. Paul and them, they come. They was able to untangle the hose, the other one from the side of the house, and wet this side. After everybody come to help me, I was able then to get the other hose and wet there.
Easton Jackman, a resident of Barker's Road, St. Michael, whose house was damaged in the fire. Efforts are underway to repair the wooden floor of the recently constructed prefab building at Mount Tabor Primary School in St. John after a janitor sustained injuries when it collapsed under her weight yesterday. According to a release from the Ministry of Education, a janitor was performing her duties when a section of the floor collapsed. Staff at the school responded quickly to assist the janitor, who complained of pain and bruising. She was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance. The release also stated that the contractor and a private engineer visited the school to inspect the building, and remedial work will be undertaken over the next 4 days. It said students who occupied the building will be accommodated in other sections of the school. A lack of speech therapists is a challenge for government as it seeks to expand its diagnostic testing across the island's schools. This was disclosed by Minister of Education Kay McConney, who was speaking during the launch of the Rotary Club of Barbados West's Ellen Steinbach Hearing Screening Program. As part of efforts to reduce learning gaps in the education system, government will soon be offering testing for hearing, sight, and speech. Ms. McConney said that the country simply does not have enough speech therapists to meet its needs.
We are finding perhaps the greatest challenge with regards to the speech screening and testing. Why? Because there's only one single speech therapist within the public system, and I am told that there are only seven in the private sector. So even with the best effort, we are not able to get access to the amount of quality resources that we need to be able to service.
Ms. McConney said they offered the area as one of its national development scholarships last year, but saw no applications. She noted that there are opportunities in the sector that people can take advantage of.
We have included it as one of our national development scholarships, but even as we advertised those scholarships, we still had zero applications this year. And what the Prime Minister was saying, that we need to do far more advertising and promoting of it to make sure that we're reaching more people to let them know here is an opportunity and there are ready opportunities right here in Barbados right now in the area of speech therapy.
Minister of Education, Kay McConney. Taxi operators are expecting to benefit from the hosting of the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup here. President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society, Stephen Clark, says the hosting of the ICC World Cup could see an increase in business for the summer, which is usually a slow period for port operators.
I believe that the World Cup being held in Barbados will be a good thing for us taxi operators and the general public as well. Because it's one of our off seasons, and we will still be having ships in the off season, but very little. There are only about 3 ships a month. And with the World Cup coming, we should be happy about that. I myself might be at the cricket as well when it comes around. And I'm happy that it's coming to Barbados, and all of our operators will be happy as well.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society, Stephen Clark. President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, echoes similar sentiments, adding that the airport taxi operators would like to be included in World Cup plans.
When the tourists are not coming, we are in the same position. The airplanes continue to come because they're scheduled to come. But every airplane that goes up to the airport is not full of passengers for us to drive. It's slower time for us, so it definitely be a welcome at that part of the year.
It will provide some much needed work for us.
Actually, we are expecting that we can be included in a major way. I mean, after all, we're transport providers. And that's what's going to be needed. Well, obviously, there has to be some kind of logistics around putting the transport together. That's where we can come in.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood. Manager of Information Systems with the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenroy Roach, says plans are still ongoing to relaunch their online portal. He told Starcom Network News they're working to get the issues rectified.
We always had and continue to have plans that we will relaunch the online portal. It will become a permanent feature of the registration process, even outside of the project window. And of course, we have additional goals with not just extending the registration to persons on the island, but to persons in the wider diaspora as well, all persons that have a right and a claim to have a Barbados ID. So that is still on the book. What we don't want to do is that we don't want to make the same mistakes that we did before. So we do have a new online portal that's currently undergoing both security and acceptability testing that we plan to relaunch. We don't yet have a date because at this point we want it to be a quality-based metric as opposed to a time-based one.
He believes there would have been more registration for Trident ID cards if the online option was still open.
That's a little bit of a disappointment on our side. We think that the numbers would have been larger if persons still had the convenience of doing online, but unfortunately circumstances caused us to actually pull it down. Regarding the on-premise process, we think that we've managed pretty well. I think depending on when persons came, we had the early teething challenges where we had to delay the actual rollout of the card over some issues with the card printing. Of course, we had the restocking issue early in the year, but now we have everything in place. The process is seamless for in-person. And not just doing physical validation in terms of the documents you bring, but also digital validation with using information from the immigration or the registry.
That's Manager of Information Systems with the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenroy Roach. Finally, Trinidad and Tobago's government will sign the agreement today on the decision to provide a regional cargo ferry service between that country, Barbados, and Guyana. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley made the announcement at the opening of an industrial estate in central Trinidad yesterday.
Only recently, you would have heard of the closing of discussions and the readiness to establish a regional cargo ferry service between Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados. Tomorrow, Thursday, the Cabinet will sign off on this decision. And only this morning, the Minister of Transportation was instructed to ready the Galleon Passage for the inaugural trip as soon as that documentation is ready and the vessel is ready.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. Recapping the headlines. Fire destroys a house and damages 2 others in Barkers Road, St. Michael. Taxi operators expecting an increase in business for a Cricket World Cup. And the Trinidad and Tobago government to sign an agreement today to provide a regional cargo ferry service between Trinidad, Barbados, and Guyana. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.